WTTS on demand.
Hey, this is Scott Riggs backstage at Bonnaroo 2012, hanging out with Delta Spirit. Hello.
What's up?
Mouthful of ice, yeah.
Yeah. I was on a World Cafe thing, and they got so mad because I was going like this. I'll spit it out, sorry.
No worries. I have some gum if...
No.
Just kidding. So, first question for you is just a practical question more than anything. Why do you refuse to own DeltaSpirit.com?
We actually got in a fight. Somebody bought it a long time ago before there was even a Delta Spirit, and the guy wanted so much money for it. And so now it just became a thing where it's like, you know, nobody's gonna want this name other than us, buddy. And he wouldn't budge, so we said, screw you, dude. .net.
So what's on there now is a bunch of discount flight links. Also a link for Obama tees. And
really?
Yeah, and something I don't even know what it is. Sexafil video.
That's DeltaSpirit.com?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you after this interview.
Oh, that's insane.
I think there is also a link to your website on there too. But
oh,
it's
that's
a lot
nice.
Of, yeah. It's a very small one on
it's
the
like
left hand.
Things we may or may not be in support of. things that you should or shouldn't buy.
Yeah, right. So you're running around. You're seeing shows here at Bonnaroo. Who have you seen so far?
I saw the Chili Peppers for the first time. I saw the Red Hot Chili Peppers for the first time, and that was a big thing for me as a kid. So getting to experience that live was amazing. Love the new guitar player. Not a big fan of the new songs, but they still do the old stuff so well. And Flea is just the living. He's just living, breathing music. His whole stage presence is brilliant. He's an original. It's so cool to see that.
Did they do your favorite songs? Or the songs
they did. They did Suck My Kiss and Under the Bridge and a lot of tracks from Californication. And that was another big record. I moved to California from Texas when that record came out. So that was really close to my heart. But, yeah, I mean... It is cool. I wanted to hear more stuff off One Hot Minute. You know, I think that record's so brilliant, and they don't do that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, that one wasn't the big hit machine of a lot of the other ones. I think you and I were talking about it earlier. It's a bit of a darker record for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, they had some dark period, didn't they? But I like Navarro's guitar playing. I don't necessarily like his stage persona so much, but I think that he's just his addition to what they were doing was really interesting.
So I wanted to chat about the new album, Delta Spirit, eponymous, if you will. It sounds, from the previous albums, it's still you guys. It's still the really good songwriting and everything, but sonically it does sound different. Can you talk about your approach to that and maybe the influence of Chris Cody on that album?
Yeah, I mean, we, For my end of the songwriting, it was a lot of excitement over during the second record. We did songs like White Table and Ballad of Vitali, and like there are a lot of different production moves, and it was really freeing to get into that because I always used to do that when I had my own inbox and just make up stuff. And this record was so much of that, where I was recording demos for songs and then just trying to make as un-Delt Spirit songs as possible just to get it out, thinking that I'd come back and start writing the next Delta Spirit song, whatever the heck that sounds like. So, but lo and behold, songs like Tear It Up and Telling the Mind were two songs that everybody really got behind, and that made the record really broad, and it was fun. I mean, we've been listening to a lot of different music and trying to figure out how to incorporate all of that, and we spent a month arguing our way through pre-production in a great way, in a very productive argument, just screaming at the band going, you guys are ruining my masterpieces, or like Kelly doing the same thing with the songs he brought to the table. And finally we all got happy, and then we went with Chris Cody, and then he yelled at us for a month, but in a good way. He was really a vital part of the record in that he's just such a phenomenal engineer. I think we saw the songs through already before him, but he was able to kind of rein in where we were headed and accomplish it. I mean, like his taste in reverbs and synths and things like that are, I mean, you can't really compare him to anybody like Eno, but he's more vibey and live, and his tones and tastes are a lot younger sounding. And then we worked with Chad Blake again, which is like one of our heroes in engineering. And we kind of set out originally to kind of, we wanted to break past what people may have pigeonholed us as, which is an Americana band. And we never really thought of ourselves as like a folk band. We just, here's a song that, well, every song starts as a folk song, you know? So what does that mean? And, getting to work and do something extra hi-fi was a really fun challenge. And it's harder to make a hi-fi record than it is a lo-fi record, because you turn up some mics and it sounds vibey and everybody's having fun and that's it. And it's great. But to do something that when you put headphones in and you're listening in the right quality, I mean, it's much more of an experience, I think. Yeah. It's a different experience.
It was weird when I read, you know, whatever reviews or interviews with you guys, people had always started it with the rootsy rock, you know, the Americana rock. I was like, really? That doesn't, never struck like that to me.
But. Yeah. I mean, when we started our band, there were a lot of people, we're always trying to fill the hole, like in our band, and kind of look out and hear what music's going on. And we want to sit where other people aren't necessarily sitting. And I think a lot of people were speaking with British accents, even though they grew up in Southern California. So it's more of a, you know, everybody wanted to sound like Radiohead and Coldplay and stuff. So so we were pretty rootsy in the beginning. I mean, it was, but, you know, a lot of those tendencies kind of came back. We've been growing back into those again, which is nice.
Are you saying you don't want to sound like Radiohead and Coldplay?
I am not saying that. I love Radiohead. Somebody called them alchemists.
Oh, wow.
And that was the kind of nice thing to say about them. They're, you just don't know what they're doing, but it sounds beautiful.
Right. So the interesting thing about the kind of new sonic signature, I'm just kind of curious. I mean, did you guys feel excited about that? And do you think this is something more that, you know, as you continue to make records down the road, you'll kind of do more of this experimentation, or do you feel like this is just another chapter? And
we need to always reach further, no matter what. I mean, we're pretty determined not to make the same record twice, and we don't want to make this record again. We don't want to make any other record we've ever made again. We want to, you know, reinvent the wheel for us and find the songs that we're really passionate about and find the song topics that we're really passionate about to sing about. And you know, as long as we can play together and everybody feel like they're putting in their 110%, and you know, our band is very much about playing in front of people, and that's how our music gets arranged that way, is because everybody wants to play like that, and in order to play like that, you have to be a part of the conversation of how the song turns out. So, you know, I don't know how the next one's gonna sound. We might do a live record, I don't know, because nice. Yeah, we're thinking about it. Cool. Thinking about a lot of different things.
Last question for you. It seems like there's at least one song. There's usually a few, but there's at least one song on your records that always kind of gets stuck in my head. Last one from the last album was Bushwick Blues. I just love that song. And this one so far, I mean, California is just, it's to me, it's one of my favorite songs of the year. I know, but it just has such a great vibe. And I saw the video and I was watching it and I was like so happy for it. And then at the very end, I was like, oh, that poor girl. I felt sad.
Teenage duplicity. It's a good topic idea. I mean, the song itself is a song Kelly wrote, and it's a really depressing folk song. And it's great depressing folk song. I mean, the lyrics are right in there. But we kind of wanted to change the sentiment. And the only way to do that is play it the way we played it on the recording. I mean, you know, you when emotions like that are really raw, it makes sense to play it really sad and quiet. And when everybody else around you, like us, myself, and the rest of the band, are kind of rallying around Kelly and being like, it's time, you know, let's get you moving on here. Find, you know, you need to move on in your relationship. We all went through that breakup, like we go through every breakup with each other, you know. So, yeah, so playing it that loud definitely, like, helped champion that sentiment. And it's funny, because she hears the song a lot.
Nice.
But, yeah, the video is, like, the first video we really liked. And, I mean, it was cool, because we just took in a lot of things and didn't let anybody, a lot of people's treatments and band music videos are like, people drive star-crossed lovers driving in the desert. Bad boy, good girl, or good girl, bad boy. You know, like whatever. I don't know. And you know, driving through the desert, sunsets, LA skyline, all that whole whatever. And Abteen, who did that video, is so awesome, and he really nailed it.
Yeah, even the texture. I mean, I thought that the cinematography and the texture of it felt very much connected with that song.
Yeah, he did like a bunch of like ASAP Rocky videos and a bunch of like we're his first rock band video.
Nice.
Which is pretty fun. And he has a really creative, messed up mind. So.
Delta Spirit backstage at Bonnaroo 2012. Thanks very much.
Thank you. WTTS On Demand.